Greetings, adventurers. You're joining us for the 199th episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
All this and more can be yours for only 199 episodes.
Nick Howard.
Winky face.
Don't start that. No.
Jennifer Cheek.
I can't top these things. I'm not even going to try. Hi, everyone.
And Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Just whack on that notepad you got there, man.
I'm sorry. I was doing some Foley work.
All right, man. Here we are.
Oh, boy.
Old Ep 199.
What the heck has happened that we're here on Old Ep 199?
Who can believe it?
You know what? I can. I think if you listen to episode one, and please go back and... I actually don't.
That's too far back.
I think I do say we will get to episode 199, and Toby will be there, and it'll be fun, and Nicole will also be there.
Wow.
Someone tweeted that at me.
Nicole will be there?
Yeah, they tweeted my name at me.
Your Christian name?
Yeah.
Your terrible name that you hate.
I almost blocked them. I didn't.
You should just mute anyone that calls you Nicole.
Do you guys sometimes think about muting / blocking new followers that look like pieces of shit?
Oh, I do it constantly.
Oh, you mean eggs?
No, not just eggs. I got one the other day. I was like, ow, boy.
No, I actually genuinely do that. Like, I look at someone and they follow me, and if they say a bunch of shit that I think sucks, I just mute them immediately.
I'm very quantity over quality when it comes to my followers. Like porn bots, bring them on. It's all about the numbers.
If I'm a porn bot, I'm okay with that.
I pay zero attention to the people who follow me.
I pay attention
when they talk
bots,
to me, which I love.
Michael,
please,
that's because
please
you're
message me.
A big podcast fan, or not fan, star.
Oh yeah. Huge.
Just opening up a thank you card.
The main ways that you can really keep your Twitter tight is by muting people and also only tweeting about anime constantly, because everyone will run away screaming from your Twitter account.
Tim and Jennifer, wow.
Why are you doing
thank
this?
Thank you so much.
Please
for
stop.
The cozy lamb. I can't read this right
Why
now.
Why are you Start doing crying. This, you crazy person?
It's the check mail portion. I'm just kidding. I play Toby Treacletart, the illusionary level 13 gnome wizard.
Wait, was this all your intro? This whole thing
was, thank you guys. It took us four times to start, and here we are. No, you know, I just want to say thank you to the community. This is our episode 200 recording session, so we'll be doing that next, but it's an emotional night for all of us. Jennifer has the flu. I took Addie to the vet. Things are going great in an old geekly town.
You know, Jennifer having the flu, like, it really brings back fond memories for me, because Jennifer has had the flu before.
Have I?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't, Everybody's actually, had the flu. I mean, I'm sure in my life I have, but I don't think as an adult I've had the flu in a long time, because I forgot how bad it was.
Yeah, you always forget how bad the flu is until
so
you have the flu.
It sucks incredibly bad.
Yeah, but
I've
you
been
haven't,
a real job of.
You haven't been pooping or diarrhea
no.
or puking too
Listen,
much.
No, no, none of that.
You might cut this out, but if you can poop without getting out of the bathtub, you got it bad, man. You got it real bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good
I mean,
times.
Don't go try it. Like, I mean, I realize that you can do it. I just mean...
But why would you want to?
Yeah, well, a number of reasons, but we won't get into that.
I got a 14.
So we're a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. And, we're going to find out what we did last week. So everybody roll a dice.
I'm excited to find out.
I got a 9.
Still doing this whole bit after 200 episodes.
We should change that and just make you do the whole thing
I
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that.
What'd you roll?
I rolled an 18.
Oh, praise Jesus.
It's almost the worst
I mean,
thing
I
to
also
roll.
Rolled an 18. But
oh, shit. Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm hoping you'll higher. Win in stats.
Okay, so we have to stat off now?
No, you have to roll off.
Oh, is it roll off?
Roll
I thought
off?
It was like yeah. a... Oh, I'm
it's
thinking
not
like...
not initiative.
That's for initiative. Yeah. Between Bachman and Jennifer, who has more dex?
Also, okay. Yeah, I'm willing to bet that Jennifer has more dex than me, IRL.
Okay. Oh, I got a 10 that time.
Well, I got a 3, so...
10 is bigger than 3, in my opinion.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Listen, I don't... We
Jennifer
all know
has the flu. Let's make her...
Be nice to Jennifer, please. Let's, I know the week before last, we fought a poop monster.
You fought a poop monster. Enough? Everyone mm-hmm. fought a poop monster. Jet was missing for some reason. And then he came back.
Wait, I'm remembering things now. Jet came back. He was acting like nothing was going to happen at all.
Where did Jet go? Did we ever figure that out?
I don't think we
I
knew.
Went to get batteries.
You didn't have time.
I
told
you that's right.
Like, that was very clear. That was, like, the one thing we did figure out last episode is that Jet needed batteries for his beeper, which you totally know what that is.
Yeah.
Jayla was totally sketchy and had to stop by someone's house and deliver a letter. we...
And I
had
got
to...
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and I got, oh my gosh, what is it? Inspiration for finishing a side quest.
Yes. We had to run... Oh, we fought people because we were going to help the White Spire because there were monsters? A monster, or more than one monster?
The big monster that you've been tracking was attacking the White Spire.
Yeah. But the guards weren't even going to let us in, and we were like, whatever, we're going to come in anyway. And then they came at us, and we fought them.
Mm-hmm.
We did do some murder on them, but it was their fault.
Well,
for
yeah.
trying to buck up against mm-hmm. us.
And at least one of them forgave us, so it's okay for the murder.
Yeah. But not, I mean, it did not forgive Toby, though. That was the important part, right?
Yeah.
It's cool with all of us except for Toby.
I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah, that's it. That you did it.
Yay.
It's
so now
good.
We're just surrounded by corpses, the corpses of the people we've murdered.
Oh my God.
And you hear you definitely hear sounds of battle and occasionally just a huge like boom and crash and stuff like that coming from inside of the White Spire.
Okay. Toby is white and his eyes are kind of like big saucers. Like, you cut that guy's head off and he was just doing his job, and I, oh no, I brought you guys here. Did I do this? Oh, I should have never freed Lex.
No, Toby, it's okay. We're trying to save, we're trying to do this for the greater good right now, and we're trying to go in and save the monsters, and they were trying to stop us from it. And we're the only people that can do this.
Oh, Jet melted a guy.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. That was
Listen, mate,
definitely
the
bad.
Needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And the needs of the many also outweigh the heads of the few, because the average head weighs 8 pounds, and the needs of the many is much, much heavier, mate. I might be mixing my metaphors.
I weigh 50 pounds.
You're so small, Toby. Elliot just hugs him.
Toby, there's something in your bag is just freaking out.
Something in my bag is freaking out.
Yeah.
Is it the rad? All right, I take out the rad. The ranged arcana detector. Thank you, CJ Tubin.
Wait, I'm sorry, really quickly.
Go ahead.
One more important thing happened last episode that we need to remember. The man who turned into a goo went down the grate.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, guy ran away. The goo man, you see?
The goo man go down grate. I took a note.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, sorry, that was it. Back to yourself.
Toby just shakes himself off. He's like, the rat's going crazy, so yeah, we should, I guess, head inside, or...
Toby, can you give me, what would it be to... It wouldn't be it would just be, is it just intelligence? I want you to give me a roll.
It would probably be arcana, because
sure,
your arcana is
just
checking, like, your ability to know shit about constructs.
Yeah.
I got for you on this, my birthday, a 24.
You're looking at you're getting crazy readings. You almost
this
think
is
it's,
crazy.
You almost think it's broken. apparently the entire tower is like the magic is just, magic seems to be funneling into the tower and then shooting straight up into the air. And just massive amounts.
So we are summer blockbuster now with a light beam of death. I love it. This isn't right. This, as you can see here by this reading that says that whatever this strange arcanic disturbance has taken over the entire tower. The entire tower is now some strange. Oh, that light up there. This isn't good at all. But I guess you guys You guys have fought worse than this, right?
I mean, it ain't hurting anybody, is it?
I think it's about to hurt some people. It seems bad, from what I can tell. It's definitely killed people already, right?
It sounds like it's been exaggerated to me.
I guess you better go investigate.
Okay, well, there's a lot of floors that it could be. The first floor is the lobby. We can just try.
You hear another huge crash, and a big chunk of the tower falls off. Like a 3-foot by 5-foot chunk of the side of the tower just falls down and smashes into the ground about 50 feet away from you.
Oh gosh! Everyone, we gotta go. Hurry, they're destroying my house. I live here.
I was like, wow, this is the whole thing's your house, huh?
No, I wish. No, I live in a room with Boris on the 10th floor. Boris is my roommate. We have to stop by my room. It's maybe coming. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Sure.
Anyway, Toby, this is your house. Latest.
You go first.
Okay, well, you gotta direct me, though.
Okay.
All right, how about you hop on my back?
Okay.
And you direct me that way.
And go.
All right.
Whenever we throw open the doors, does the song, what is it, Welcome to My House by Flo Rida?
Yeah!
Come on.
Welcome to my house.
Could you sing that for me in its entirety so that I get the joke?
I don't know enough of that song to sing it for you. I'm sorry.
That's all I sang when I knew of it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I get that song confused with the praise and worship version. Where we can play football.
Oh,
I got a big, big house with lots and lots of doors. It's a church.
I cannot fucking believe that song exists anyway.
That's pretty good. Where we can play football. Go ahead. All right, so we go inside the registration/visitors lobby, floor 1.
Okay.
And we're definitely on edge. We're looking all around. You name it, baby.
Anything looks out of place, we're searching it, all of that.
Mm-hmm. So this is like, you know, this is a big place, right? This is like you're going into what is essentially the drunkard's version of a skyscraper. Mm-hmm. And there's people kind of running around and, you know, Toby recognizes a lot of them.
Oh, hi. Hello. What's happening?
And people are freaking out. Most people are just trying to get out.
Hey, it's me, Toby. Hi.
And Toby, you recognize a guy who is definitely a guard.
Oh, is it my boy?
You've seen before.
Is this the guard that likes you?
Zoethan? Is that his name?
What is it?
Zoethan?
Sure. He's,
that's what it was.
He's got a little blood coming down from the top of his head. And he sees you and recognizes you.
Is this the guy that I gave the music box to for his wife?
Yes, that guy.
That guy. See, here are my notes. Yep.
And he runs up to you and he goes, Toby, you've got to get
out. How are you?
You've got to get out. It's too dangerous here. Everyone's got to go.
I puff my chest out on top of Eludra's back. I'm here with the adventurers who saved us from the demon apocalypse. So I think this is the way to go forward. I'll help them save the spire.
But Toby, you don't understand. There's a terrible monster. I saw it myself.
Well, what is it?
It's horrible. I couldn't even look at it. It was disgusting. But I think they have it cornered up on the 7th floor.
Seventh floor.
Yeah, I've got to go though, Toby. I'm freaking out. I'm gonna go see what my wife's up to.
Yeah, go tell your wife hello. Tell her I say hi. And I guess help clear everyone out.
Yeah, I'll do that. And he just runs off.
How is his consistency? Did he seem like pretty firm?
He seemed pretty firm.
Was he a gooey boy?
Okay,
he didn't seem gooey in any way.
He's got me a bit rattled, mate.
I'm not interested in it. If it's not gooey, I don't want it.
The 7th floor is the Hall of Mysteries and Dangerous Artifacts.
Oh, I feel like that explains a lot about what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something got loose?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have.
Who knows? Or maybe they're trying to steal, because I doubt we would have something this dangerous here at the White Spire. But, yeah, go ahead.
You definitely know there's dangerous stuff, and it's specifically on that floor.
Not this dangerous. You see, the White Spire would never do anything this bad.
And actually, you know that there are actually special things in place on that floor to deal specifically with dangerous magic.
Yeah, Toby means more specifically that this is not the White Spire's fault. If something this strong got out of hand, it must have been outside, or there must be some sort of brigand in here trying to mess it up, definitely.
Did you say brigand?
I did.
we got to find him to the seventh floor. Off we go. You got an elevator? I'm sorry. Do you got a lift? I don't know what an elevator is.
Yeah, my flat has a lift.
Oh, he's really embarrassed himself.
We should stop
Toby,
off.
Toby, you also know that
of course I do.
There are special things in place on the seventh floor, specifically because of the dangerous magic.
Oh, yeah. I don't
that in fact dampen magic on that floor and are there to like contain certain things. Like, you know, you can't teleport into or out of the seventh floor,
but
or
that doesn't
plane
mean
shift it or anything else like that.
Oh, okay.
Is this like the raid? Is this like, do we have to fight our way through all the floors?
Can we get to the seventh floor?
It's a different boss on every floor.
I mean, there's stairs. Yeah, there's stairs.
It's like
right
Snowpiercer. But we should stop off at the third and fourth floor just to make sure everything's safe. Let's go. Are there elevators? What's the story?
No, you gotta go up the stairs, bro. Oh,
lame. Griffin McElroy would have allowed us to have an elevator.
Does this place have plumbing?
It has magical plumbing.
Well, yeah, right, but I mean,
people
like
just poop into bags of holding, basically.
Oh.
Shit. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
And then what do you do when you got 200 pounds of shit?
We weaponize it. You put it on the end of a portable hole, and then it bursts it, and then it explodes into a black bomb of poo-poo.
That sounds very bad.
All right, well, we have to head up to the next floor. I guess the magical elevators are out of order. Just kidding. Ha ha ha. I love you. Okay, so the next floor is Department of Transportation and Magical Mistakes. So that could be weird with all the arcanic weirdness going around. But let's go. We have to hurry. My room is at the top or the second to last floor, and I don't want it to be burnt down. And my home away from home is on the third floor, so we gotta go.
Okay, we're following you, Toby.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you're on my back. I'm saying, all right, let's go. Zillow to his friends in the direction.
There's definitely like a lot of people coming down the stairs too. So you're kind of like fighting against the stream going up.
Hey, everyone move.
Is there a back way or like secret passages or anything that you know about, Toby? That we can
run
through?
Yes, there are. Right, Michael?
Oh, well, yeah, of course there's back ways and secret ways. I mean, doy.
How about this? Toby knows a back. I bet. I will use my background of hyper library boy and say, well, I know a way to skip. Michael, you can call me out for anything.
Sure.
I do know a secret way that leads directly to the library. It does have a stop off at the second floor, but I never would get off because, well, I just always go to the library. It's here because my background is basically library lover.
The library lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and
I'm a cloistered scholar.
Oh.
I fuck up libraries.
You guys can go up the back way.
So yeah, follow me. I don't think we need to stop off on the second floor.
Oh, I thought we weren't following you.
Oh, shit. I mean, sorry.
Okay, we do it. Yeah, I barrel forward.
It's much easier to get up this back way, since only nerds go this way.
The nerds way, my favorite.
This way it's less trafficked, it's nice.
You guys run up the stairs, you find yourself on the third floor. Toby, do you want to describe what the library looks like to
everybody?
The library,
it's a big library.
How many books there are?
There's a lot of books here.
Oh, the library, is there a card catalog?
There's a card catalog.
How strongly will the library shush me if I'm loud?
Right now, I assume they're not around, maybe? Or
what's you hear sorting a huge, like, smashing sound and dust starts falling down from the ceiling.
Is there a Dewey Decimal?
We used the other one. I used to know it. I used to be a TA in the library.
Oh, fuck. My goodness, Tim.
I know.
I thought you were really
Moravian?
Library.
Is that one?
That doesn't sound right.
I don't
know. Toby, are there any books that you would deem as not you but maybe the wizards as a whole that are kept in the library that are deemed as extremely important?
Oh, hell yeah.
Where are they? Can we take them?
Yeah. Well, we can't take them. We can rent them.
Are we trying to save the library right now?
You gotta have a library card.
Oh, I have four.
Oh.
I'm a platinum member.
That's perfect.
I don't know if we have time, but over here, and even though we're on the third floor, it goes up several floors and goes down several floors, maybe because of magic, who's to say?
Mm.
Yeah, I'd spend a lot of time in the deep, dark, secret floors that people don't go to very much, but there's not a lot down there. I would hope that the magical protections would be in place to protect the extremely dangerous stuff, but they do have some of their stuff behind the counter.
I mean, if you lot want to salvage the books, you know, Eludra and I, we could scout up ahead, mate. Shrimp on the Barbie.
I mean,
we'll throw some shrimp right on the Barbie in this burning tower.
Well, I guess we need to save some.
Yeah, I think we need to go to the source of the problem,
right,
though.
If the library is burning and there's important books, should maybe.
True. All
right, the library's not burning. It's not on fire.
But it could be. The tower's crumbling, right?
Fuck it.
On fire yet?
They're just books.
Our party is a solution searching for a problem, I feel, at all times.
Toby grabs a book on the various types of Yengar-based plants and a book that describes how to greet people in 46 different languages, and a children's book about not being rude.
These are the most important books of our time.
I'm panicked. I'm sorry. Let's go.
I think we need to figure out the source of the issue before we go try to say the books. Although we might regret this later.
All right. Well, I got these. These books suck. Okay. Whatever. And he puts them in his backpack.
I just feel like every second we spend here is less time we're dealing with a monster.
Okay, well, we gotta stop by book level four, though. Let's go!
Okay. You guys run up the stairs, and you crest the next landing, and you are now in the bookbinding, scroll-weaving, and magical ink removal floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to get generally quiet. Every once in a while, somebody will, come charging down the stairs and run by you. You're not seeing, but other than that, a lot of people have evacuated from these areas.
Are there any dope ass scrolls here?
I mean,
like magical scrolls,
there's endless scrolls here.
We should probably grab some of these.
Okay, let's just grab them.
Have you got?
We'll have to pay them back. Okay.
Have you got the one that lets you talk to donkeys?
Yeah, we have a couple of those.
Huh. Can we grab a couple of them? They may come in handy. or we'll never mention them again.
No, every time we mention them, we can't use them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, them's the rules.
Start the clock.
Oh,
I thought
right.
This was a Tom thing, though.
I thought that was me getting blamed for something again.
Oh, it should be.
Michael, can we get a couple scrolls of flying? And let's say a scroll of arcane eye. And how about locate creature? What can you do for me, baby? That's what I'm looking for.
I'll take another arcana roll, please.
20. Unnatural.
Yeah, I'd say that's fine.
Nice. You're a good guy, despite what I say.
And everyone else.
Okay, well, these are one-time use scrolls. You know how they work, right?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
We got it. We got this.
I'm also looking to see if there's any spell books.
It would take a long time for you to dig up spell books.
That's true.
At least two episodes.
Okay, then fuck it. Let's go. Let's go! Next floor, potion lab. I spent a lot of time here.
You have the next floor, and you see a bunch of dead guards.
Oh no.
Hey, were you guys here before? I'm just kidding.
Very funny, Toby. Wanna be next? I'm just kidding, Toby, it's alright.
These guys were all nice. This one let me use his Bunsen burner.
There's definitely looking into the room, you know, it's definitely lots of it's just an alchemist's dream. There's all the beakers and things like that.
Graduated cylinders.
Graduated cylinders and Bunsen burners you could ever want.
Can we grab some health potions and shit?
Sure.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You definitely know where the common health potions are. Yeah.
And
Sweep him into that bag and hold him, baby.
Yeah, here, get some stuff. I don't know. Here's a breathe underwater one. That might help.
Guys, do you know what this is?
What?
This is literally whenever you're playing a video game and you go into the rooms where they have unlimited amounts of loot that you stock up before you go fight the big boss and die and wipe.
What do you mean?
Fuck you, Michael.
It's a thing with video games. Whenever you find...
Well, that's why you're actually doing this. And I'm like, just go. Just keep going.
You know what? I'll buy into that if the next floor we go to is just full of Pegasi.
This is our Pegasi factory.
None of which have diabetes or any ailments whatsoever.
These are healthy. These are the strongest Pegasi you've ever met.
So is there... This is just potions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we haven't gotten to a room that has, like, mythical magical armor and weapons yet.
No, you haven't seen that. Although there is, you do know that there's the Hall of Mystery and Dangerous Artifacts. I mean, that's
right. Okay, but we're going there. We're heading there, right?
Yeah.
I'm really glad you guys played video games and knew what was going on. I just did. For real dead.
I was a little scared. Yeah. All right, let's grab, like, a fuck ton of these. Sorry.
Are there any potions of Lester Restoration? Can you get that as a potion or just a scroll? It's a spell.
I mean, you can get a potion that's better.
Yeah, let's do that. Are there those?
You can probably get, like, I would say you'd easily have access to, you know, 5 or 6 common potions.
Can we get Acid Splash? It should be a common one. It's just like a d4 of acid damage.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be fine.
I take those.
So we each get a health potion or something?
Sure.
You could each get like a couple health potions.
You guys keep the health potions. I don't need them.
Okay.
I shotgun a health potion.
I have a better ability to heal myself.
What about potion of climbing? That's a good one. That's what we like. All those good potions. Potion of healing. That's good.
Actually, potion of climbing could be good, especially if it's if we are going to potentially fight against something that is winged or flying. We could climb up the walls to attack it.
What about a potion of resistance, Michael? Can I get one of them? It's uncommon.
Yeah, you can get one uncommon potion.
Yes.
But is that the one you hear want? Another. You hear another floor shaking, smashing sound from above you.
They're hitting my house.
I know, Toby. I know. We gotta get up there.
I was looking up magical items and I see the wand of incandescence and it's like apparently a normal candle until lit. Then everyone in a 10-foot radius gets very cross indeed.
That's great.
That's funny.
Give me that cranky candle.
A cranky candle. All right, we gotta go. Well, the next floor is the magical law enforcement and incarceration. There might be something there for you stabby people.
I don't really
stab or to... Wait, what do you mean, Toby?
I meant like a new sword or something.
Like a bludgeoning object. Is that... They got that too?
Yeah.
Well, they got in the range of magical musical instruments.
I don't know. I don't go there much.
It's a fucking cursed harp. Like, you play it, like, no matter what tune you play it's only Nickelback that comes out.
If we roll up and there is literally a talking harp in a jail cell, I think no matter what our characters would do, we should open it.
Yes.
Like, no, you don't want to do that.
You have to let it free.
It's like, for some reason, they put this guitar in prison.
The saxophone, no matter what note you play, Kenny G comes out.
Yeah. That's good. That's very good. And illegal.
I love all these cursed instruments.
It's too sexual. All right, let's go. Come on.
You run up the next level, and this is the floor where you broke out Lex, Toby.
Classic, yeah.
And
classic Toby.
And you can hear like muffled voices coming from the floor above, and almost what sounds almost like a howling, and just like a bang, and then just like howl, and then bang, and
is it a werewolf?
Could be a werewolf
behind a door, or behind it.
Well, that's it's above
next,
you.
Next floor, okay.
Next
oh,
floor.
God.
What floor are we on now?
There are, you know, there are probably a couple of people who are locked up, and they're like, let us out.
Do they look like bad people?
Oh, yeah. They look like definitely terrible people.
Jet just like slops between the bars back and forth. He's like, don't you wish you could do this, mate?
hello, friends. What'd you do to get in here? You weren't here 2 days ago. Or were you? And it's a little joke. It's a little continuity joke for us.
A little fun continuity joke. You see somebody who you know, his name is Mandor Handuke Cardor.
Okay.
And
Cardor.
And
he steals cars.
You know he's a real bad boy.
Ooh.
How bad, though? Like,
it's real bad.
Like, murder like, bad? Or, like, he stole a loaf of bread bad?
Oh, he's plagiarist. So bad.
Somewhere in between murder and stealing a loaf of bread.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a big range.
Well, we should break him out, because if he dies, that'll be on us.
No, Toby. Yeah, you know, also,
but if he gets
bad.
Out and he kills somebody, then that
no, he's
also...
not a murderer. Are you, he Mandor? Said... Hand car?
Can I... fine. I want to look at this Mandor fellow. And I want to ask him, what'd you do? Why are you in here? And I want to be real. I'm going to, oh, shoot. I need my character sheet. Sorry.
Yeah. He goes, I'm a disgraced wizard.
Hmm. Never mind, leave him.
Oh, I only rolled a 6 to intimidate him.
I'm, what, why are you glowering at me, young lady?
No reason. We should go on.
Okay, bye.
Off we pop.
we'll stop this so you don't get killed by this.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine. You'll still be in jail.
You shouldn't have been a disgraced wizard. I didn't like that.
Why would I else would I be in wizard jail?
It does make sense. He should have been more specific, and that should be a lesson to all of us. Okay, this is it. Oh
wait, are we on the weapon floor?
That was the weapon floor.
Did we find any weapons?
That was the prisoner floor.
That was the magical law enforcement incarceration floor.
Oh,
and the Hall of Mysteries for sure might have weapons. That's for sure.
Okay, so we weren't on the weapon floor. Now we're on the weapon floor.
Well, you're heading up to the floor where you think all the bad stuff is happening.
Yes.
What's the number? What number though? I've lost track.
Seven.
Of
number seven.
This is seven. Okay.
You're going up to seven right now.
Okay. Yeah. We
no
just left
wonder
six
we hear banging
Cardor
on the seventh floor.
Seven, 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 seven.
Nice one.
Remember
nice.
That goof?
That's a reference. That's a reference. That's a fucking reference.
777.
Let's
seven,
call
seven.
Back all the goofs from the previous 198
episodes. Up here. Nice. He's so mad.
What other good? We said okay by earlier.
Harrison
that was,
Ford's hair.
Yeah.
It's all Harrison Ford slimes.
I miss naming the slimes and various creatures we would fight.
That was back when we had so much time and we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We were so young then.
So young. Anyways. Oh, gosh. We're here.
Okay. Okay. You crest the landing on the seventh floor for the Hall of Mysteries and Dangerous Artifacts. And it's like a sort of big circular room. There's sort of normal doors all around it, but the thing that immediately jumps out to you is there's like a really big wooden door on the far side, like directly facing you.
Is it a slightly like different color across than all of the other things around
it's,
it?
It's actually much bigger.
Oh, okay.
Like the other ones are just like doors, and this one is it's like a huge wooden door with and it's got a bar. It's barred. There's mm-hmm. like a thing, and it is clearly there is something on the other side of it that is just slamming into it. And, you know, there's like puffs of dust coming out, and then you hear that sort of like howling sound, and then you're just like, boom, as like whatever is in there is just like slamming into it.
Can I make a nature arcana check to see if this, I've read about this type of noise mayhaps?
I mean, it's somebody slamming into a door, but...
No, the howling.
Oh, the howling, sure.
I think it's 24 regardless. Yes.
It seems to be like you can't discern a specific kind of beast. It just, they seem like anguished howls. And,
did you say anguished howls? So much
howls.
Laundry. That, okay, that was a good episode. Thank you, everybody, for
this. That's an episode ender.
Just a little more description of the room. The floors are covered in huge runes and like mystical shapes and stuff like that, and you like look around. There's like a tall table that has a wand laying on it, and there's like purple sparks coming out of it.
Ooh.
There's like a giant like aquarium looking thing that has just brains floating around in it.
Ooh. Oh, I thought you were going to say giant accordion for a second. I got excited.
That's what Jet wants.
And there's like a, it's almost barrel-like. There's this transparent vat of, it's like glass vat of red liquid. And there's like a light gray mist or like smoke coming off of it. And it's got a big sign on it that says, do not touch under any circumstance.
So we got a fish tank with brains in it. We mm-hmm. got a weird wand, and uh-huh. we got a bucket of red shit.
It's more like a, it's like barrel sized.
Barrel. Oh. Barrel buffalo sauce.
Nice. I'm going to drink it.
Can we put our hand in it?
Well, it's across the room. It's actually right next to the big door.
Do I recognize any of these runes, mayhaps?
You know that they're runes that sort of dampen certain kinds of magic and
Toby
things
would
like
to test out some of his illusions to see if that is being dampened.
Your illusions seem okay.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
As you test this illusion, and it's like, oh, it works. The door behind you slams shut.
Ah! So we're stuck in the room now.
Huh.
I was trying to write it all down, and I was behind. Can you give me that list one more time? Fish tank with brains.
Tank of brains, vat of red sort of viscous fluid that seems to be smoking or steaming. And it says do not touch on it. And there's a wand with purple sparks coming out of it.
Oh, right.
How's that door holding up?
It's like you're not like, you feel like any smash into it could be the one that breaks it open.
What, can I cast mending? cantrip, which will probably be able to keep back this big bad monster.
As you start to cross the room to cast mending on this door.
Ooh, I have to touch it. Never mind, I'm not doing that. I was hoping maybe I could throw it. No, not doing that, buddy.
Toby, why don't you pick up the wand? You can use wands, right?
Well, what if we like do the thing when the monster comes out, we knock over the vat of the goo, the red steaming stuff, and then it will slip and fall.
Or get burned.
Or get burned or something. I'm saying we knock it over so that it's on the ground.
Can I, Thrifty, can I speak to the vat in primordial and see if I get a response?
a lot of things are all happening at once right now.
Let's all do it at the exact same time.
Wait, I think Michael's trying to tell us something.
Let me just say, Toby, you would definitely know that anything in here would probably be like cursed or really dangerous for some reason.
Okay.
Literally, this is the place where they put the really bad things.
Mm-hmm. Guys, these things might be strong, but we shouldn't touch them.
Well, what if we power something up to like to do the touching for us, like a mage hand?
If you give me 12 hours, I can do a really cool thing. You see, if you just take a little bit of my hair.
Now, buddy, I think you can tell that door's not gonna last 12 hours.
Ooh, the point.
I got one mage hand.
Do you?
Yeah, shit.
Can mage hands, they can actually do stuff, right?
I never had it.
Could it knock that vat over under the ground? Or do we want to do this? Is this bad?
I have a plan for the vat.
As you guys are chatting to each other to figure out what you want to do with this stuff, about 20 figures emerge from all the doors.
That's too many figures.
Wait, 20 from each door or 20 total?
No, well, 20 total.
Still a lot.
Well, that's up for debate.
And they're all wearing sort of creepy animal masks.
Oh, Mikey!
These guys!
That's unfortunate.
Well, you don't belong here. We're gonna fight what's ever in there. Are you here to help?
There's one who's wearing a, it almost looks like an Egyptian cat kind of thing.
Okay, kitty cat.
And he goes, I assume the dwarf woman is Aludra?
Yes. Why? Who's asking?
Wow, you're famous.
He's creepy guys than me.
He actually seemed to be addressing Jet when he...
What?
You got it, mate.
Oh boy. Is this
Jet pulls out a pug mask and puts it on and then slops over to his buddy.
What?
Wait. 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 Wait.
away.
You wankers. Are you thick? Are you mad as a bag of ferrets? Are you not batting with a full
Toby
wicket?
Toby doesn't know what's happening, so I have to push down my inner freaking out. Like, Jet, who are your buddies?
Are you dead from the neck up, mate?
What?
They're my buddies. They're my boys.
Yeah.
My.
Fuck, Jet.
They're my crew.
Jet, I'm pretty sure that you said we were your ride or dies.
I mean, I wouldn't have used that language.
Jet, are these your birds? Are these the birds?
Hey, the birds. Right. I forgot about the birds. Do you know what birds are?
I don't think I do.
Do you know what birds are?
Toby takes out his notebook and his eyes are just huge. What?
Birds are you lot. You fine? What? You're all birds. All of you. Wait. Every single one of you are birds.
Wait, us three are birds or just people that aren't?
All of you. Everyone from Drunk Rose is birds.
Oh.
And where are you from?
Well, I'm from Nareve, mate. Have you heard of it? No, you wouldn't have.
Have I heard of it? 13.
No, you haven't heard of it.
It's Nareve?
Right, that's N-A-R-E-E-V. You can write that down. It might be important later. But not much later, because you're going to die, though.
Wait, Jed, are you bad? Are these people bad?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure they're bad.
That's all relative, isn't it?
I don't understand what's happening right now.
The door behind you continues to smash.
Oh, I thought the door behind us was the one when we came in, and so I thought you were going to say the door behind you continues to be closed.
The slowest door of all time. That's
good info, but...
Well, are you at least going to help us save the White Spire?
I don't think so, Toby. I think Jet's going to eat shit and die.
Whoa.
ain't nothing wrong with the White Spire, mate. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
What does that mean?
It always has been.
Yeah, it's great.
What is happening right now? What is it supposed to be doing?
I don't know how long I should monologue, so I don't know. I mean, is this the part where I give away my master plan, or is this like...
What's happening?
If you want to, you're the evil villain.
Are you serious?
All right. I ask my mate next to me. I say, Jerry, give us a table, will you? He comes over and he transforms into a table and some chairs. Enough chairs for us.
He goos over.
Have a seat, mates.
Is that thing gonna break through? Okay, sure.
Eludra's face goes from being really like shocked to all of a sudden like stone face, like nothing. And she sits down at the table.
Jayla does not sit at the table. She grabs her halberd and she just stares at Jet.
Jet gives the halberd a dismissive look and then goes on talking. Do you all remember back when magic went all wibbly? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Right.
It was a bad day at the White Spire, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, see, me and me mates, we were living just fine in Nareve. We were all hanging out, just minding our own business, and then you lot fucked with magic. It wasn't us. You did it. And then... all of a sudden, Nareve, it exists up in your clouds. We were in our clouds, now we're in your clouds. Right?
Ooh.
I mean, are you following me?
No.
I think I am. I think I'm following it, unfortunately.
Now, I mean, here we are in a new land. You know, what's some goo gonna do? Except, you know, figure out how, you know, where we are and how to preserve our city. So we got to keep it from falling out of the sky. That's plan number one. And we did it with this big white dick you got here. It's holding us up
fire.
In the sky. Right, yeah, the White Spire. See, you're getting it.
Yeah, wait.
Wait, why would it fall out? Why would your thing fall out of the sky? I shouldn't
have to explain gravity to you, right? I mean, we need to...
Wait, what's the sky before?
Yeah, but did it stay in the sky in Nareve?
It's a different universe, different laws. I mean...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Basic stuff. You're a magician.
You're a wizard.
You're a trickster. You should know,
yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So we get here.
That.
So we get here and what we find is a shit ton of demons. Right?
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
We ask around, turns out, guess who is you lot again? Right?
Not me.
Yeah, Tony was mostly just...
Guilty by association.
Oh, okay, sure.
Right, I'm getting Australian again. That's my fault.
It happens to all of us, Jess.
Right, yes. Thank you, comrade.
That's a classic right now, having a Russian bad guy.
Why? Why do we even talk to these people?
Yeah. I mean, I've been with them for a while. Yeah, they gotta go, right? But if you gotta go, you might as well know why you gotta go. It's because you're all idiots. You're birds. Every last one of you, you're birds. And you're too dangerous. We can't just let you run around like a bunch of kangaroos.
Listen, right? Now listen here, Jet. Just one moment.
Uh-huh.
We might have fucked some things up in the past, but you're the one that's currently using the White Spire and, like, murdering people here, not us. We're here to try to fix things.
I mean, do you kill a cow for food? Right? I mean, you know, you're beneath us. Hey, just because you can carry on a conversation, you think you deserve respect?
Hey, Michael.
Yes, Mika.
I'm going to name Jed as my oath and attack him.
Oh boy. All right. I guess we'll all roll initiative.
No, I'm so scared.
I got a 12.
I got a 17.
I got a 17 also.
Oh, I got a 16. That doesn't bode well.
I'm gonna smash a gooey boy.
Sorry, who had the 17?
Jennifer.
Jennifer did.
What is your initiative? I think you have a higher initiative than I do.
No, my initiative is 0.
Oh, okay. I have a plus 1.
Okay. And then, sorry, what was Toby?
12, please.
All right.
Oh, I guess I didn't add my initiative bonus, so it's 18.
Fuck.
Plus, do I get any bonuses from the party? Is there like a...
Don't you dare!
No, not anymore!
Don't you dare! Not
all right, let me hold on while I roll for 20 other people's initiative.
Oh yes, please. Why does everybody in the chat think that another one of my characters is gonna die? This isn't nice. Have a little faith.
So seeing your aggressive movements, the guy in the cat mask, he was standing sort of... You guys are all like... Well, you're around the table, right? Like, I know you're not sitting at the table, Jayla. Yeah.
But we're around the table-ish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She would have come up to, like, kind of stand to the side, but have a very, like, from the moment that Jet put the mask on and it looks like they're being betrayed, she is in a very defensive, like, she's standing up. She had her halberd out.
Okay. So I'm going to say he was already next to you. And he's gonna take essentially a punch at Jayla.
Seems fair.
That is gonna be a 25 versus AC.
Is that with disadvantage?
Nope. I used to remember, and now I keep forgetting. That is gonna be a 23 versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay. You are gonna take. You're gonna take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then you're also gonna take 21 necrotic damage.
Jeez.
I have resistance to necrotic.
Oh, that's good. So you take half of that.
Okay. So what was it? 14 punch, and what was the?
21. So do you take 10 necrotic?
Isn't it technically 11 because it fucks over players?
Does it?
I think so.
All right, cool. 10, 11 then.
So.
Also, your maximum hit points have been decreased by 10.
Oof. Oofta. That's not great. Okay. That's fine.
Everyone's so quiet.
We're planning. Terrified.
It's worth noting, I really did go looking for batteries.
Oh, that had nothing to do.
It's just impossible to find an Erevian store open at this hour.
Jack, now it's your turn. You guys are waiting for me, and I thought I was waiting for you guys. My bad.
Classic.
Shit, it's my turn.
My bad.
Okay, I want to slop away to a more defensive position behind some of my boys, and then I want to use Geese on Jayla. And I'll say, Jayla, be a love and fetch us some tea, won't you?
I use my reaction.
Not in like a sexist way. Like just, you know, I'm just trying to come up with a meaning.
What level is Geese?
It's level 5.
Okay, I am gonna cast counterspell.
Is that a reaction?
Yep, at 5th level. So I cast at 5th level, so it fails. You attempt to interrupt a creature in the process of casting a spell. If the creature is casting a spell of, in this case, 5th level or lower, the spell fails and has no effect.
It's okay, Tim. I rolled my wisdom saving throw. I rolled a nat 20.
Oh, so I don't do it?
So I got a 29.
Nice.
Sorry, I got
I'll
a 32.
I bet you rolled a nat 20. I believe you.
Do you want me to Snapchat you the picture?
You can take a picture of a 20. That doesn't prove shit.
So Toby goes to cast Counterspell, then looks at the other steeliness in the eyes of Jayla and holds off.
I guess I will do then...
Oh, do you have more actions?
Well, I mean, I have bonus action.
Okay,
so I'll do Bardic Inspiration to one of me mates who's closer to the action. So they can just roll a D10 and add it to a roll of some sort.
Okay, you got it, dude. Jayla.
Okay, I am going to hit Jet. Does a 28 hit you?
But I moved away. Wait, did you move to me?
How far away did you move?
let's see.
And Jayla was already right next to you, so.
And I have reach.
And she has reach.
How far do you get to reach?
10 feet.
Oh well, I move more than 10 feet. So I mean, you're gonna have to move, right? Like, and I said I was moving behind the other dudes. So I mean, I don't.
Do opportunity attacks no longer exist?
Stickler.
Sure, I'll move.
But okay, you know, I just don't want to leave anything on the table. You know what I mean?
That's like, fine. I just want. No, I understand. You know. Let's do it by the rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God. Fuck, you might want to avoid those rule things.
No, it's fine.
Does a 28 hit?
Hold on one second here.
I'm gonna say yes.
How about you chill out for a second and just let me, like, look, okay. You know? We gotta be sure. I mean, it does, but I wanted to make sure.
Right, you never know. You could have a bonus. So my first attack is gonna hit. My second attack is gonna miss, but my third attack is gonna crit. Which, lucky for you, that's my lowest one. But total, you're gonna take 56 points of damage.
Fuck! Whoa! What does that look like?
Basically, Jet, like... moves down into the puddle and goes behind the other dude, and Jayla takes the halberd and she like stabs it so close that the other dude thinks it's gonna cut his little balls right off, but it doesn't. It just like glances by. Ooh. And then it just stabs right into Jet's little puddle.
Well, I wasn't actually a puddle at that point though,
because
I'm
not a puddle anymore.
I slipped back there and then I stood up and then I used my spell. I don't want to get in the way of your RP or anything,
fine.
But,
that's fine.
You know.
Jayla would have gotten an opportunity attack on Jet.
Dang.
Man, sucks that it's too late for that.
Yeah. Well, and then Jayla would have gotten, like, 5 or 6 opportunity attacks trying to move through the crowd. So.
Well, but I can only get one.
Well, it's still her turn, though, so you can do those.
Can I ask a side question just for preparation for myself? The walls of the White Spire, are they made of stone?
Yes, they're like white stone.
Like, how thick would you say this stone is?
Like, really thick.
Fuck. It's not what I wanted to hear, but okay.
I mean, it's a giant, you know, tower.
That's all right.
There's little columns and things of that nature.
Ooh, okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Aludra.
Why are you making us do this?
Can I... Oh, I want to ask you guys something without Jet hearing it.
you can try to whisper to us, or to me at least.
Well, okay, so you do know,
you should be
like,
Dwarven.
Jayla and Eluder have spoken Dwarven together, and no one seems to understand it.
Right. Okay.
So go ahead, speak Dwarven. It's hit or miss that Toby would know.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. I'll just do the thing, and then you take it as you will. So I want to use my stone shape on a common... Michael, you tell me if I'm allowed to do what I'm about to try to do. So the rules of stone shape, you touch a stone object, a medium size or smaller, no more than 5 feet in any dimension, blah, blah. So for example, you could shape a large rock into a weapon, blah, blah, blah. You can also shape a stone door or its frame to seal the door shut. What I want to do is to carve out a space in the column with like a door that has a hinge on it. That's what I want to make a little hidey hole with a door.
Wait,
in a column.
Sorry.
Huh?
So wait, what are you doing?
I want to use my stone shape, and I want to carve out a hole in a column that has a door on it that will close. Can I do that with stone shape?
I guess I don't understand.
She wants to make a...
I want to make a hole, and I want to put Jet in it! But I can only make the hole. I can't push him in there.
Yeah, I don't know if you can make a complex thing like a hinge.
It says that I can.
Oh, it does?
So you could also shape a stone door or its frame.
No, shape a stone door, a door that is a stone door.
The object you create can have up to 2 hinges and a latch.
There you go.
Oh, okay, yes,
bitch.
Then you can.
You're completely right. That's crazy.
I want to make a fucking hole in the wall. Who
can
cares?
Can I put my headphones back on?
Oh, yeah. He didn't have his headphones off. Oh.
Yeah, fuck me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just heard so much light. It sounded like everyone is having so much fun.
Oh, we're having a good time. So I do that on my turn.
This is the most alone I've ever felt on this podcast.
This is what happens when you go against us, Bachman. Why would you
do this? Yeah, why'd you do this, Bachman? You prick.
Okay.
Wait, no, this is getting too personal now. Let's keep it in the game.
Are we fighting?
Toby.
Okay, so... Eludra just made a weird stone coffin behind Jet, correct?
Yes.
How close is Jet to the weird stone coffin?
I mean, I don't know, I guess.
Right in front of it? Like, he's right 5 feet?
I mean, he wasn't like, he's probably within 10 feet, maybe? That's probably as close as she could have made it.
Okay. How's that door looking? The one with the monster?
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
Okay. Toby will cast. He's not quite sure what's happening, but he definitely knows that all of these bad people are bad. That door's bad. So he is going to cast Wall of Force. And he's going to make a circle around himself. It's going to be one giant circle that goes around myself, Eludra, and Jayla. And I would like the wall to actually spring into place in between Jet and... So, like, it's basically coming into existence on top of him. Since it is on top of... Like, actually, there is the stone coffin, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many other of his dudes are near the stone coffin?
Like, a dozen.
They're all next to it? Like, I wasn't sure where the... How they're fanned out.
They're kind of all around you.
Okay. So what Toby's attempting to do is to create a barrier around the three good guys right here, the people that aren't bad, and then also include Jet and the column and the stone coffin inside of it, because I can also mend it to like be 10 foot.
Speaking from experience, the more explanation something needs, the more bullshit it is. Just
putting that out there. I can create, what's the phrase here? Flat surface made up by 10 foot by 10 foot panels. Each panel must be contiguous with the panel. So I can kind of like shape it in like a weird way. And I just basically am shaping it so it's right behind me, right next to Eludra, right next to Jayla, and it also forms in between Jet, I guess the cat mask man, because he's right behind him or whatever, and the column, but blocking everyone out and bending over to where it's pretty much filling us in. It's not a huge circle of death that we're inside of, or like a, an arena, and I'm using some of that extra range I can do to make it go up higher, if that makes sense. So I'm basically making an ovular arena that's like 10 feet wide and probably like 30 feet deep, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're gonna get a few mask people in there. Like, there isn't any way to do it without getting it. You can't just get, like, you can't just isolate.
Yes, I can, because I can bend it, and it can be,
I mean, there are people like, standing on top of each other, though. I mean, they're very close.
Very close. All
you're,
right,
like,
well, then
you're,
I get,
like, a crowd of people.
Then I get as few, how about, okay, then instead, I'm just going to surround, just, Jayla, Aludra, and I.
Yeah, that you can do.
In a large dome.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, we can just probably just wait this one out.
As Toby finishes his spell and encases you guys in a wonderful, beautiful safety, the door, the monster door, smashes open, and part of the door actually hits the red vat.
Oh, shit.
Which falls over and smashes on the ground. And then there's just the biggest explosion you've ever encountered. And, I mean, it just, you see the walls coming apart. You see, and then you feel the floor going out beneath you.
Do I seem happy about this?
You don't seem super happy.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And then you're all... You all feel yourself falling. And
my wall of force.
And
the coffin I made.
And the wall of force stays in place and you just drop out of the bottom.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
No.
Man, can you guys believe that Michael's making me kill another one of my characters?
I know, he's so mean. He's such a taskmaster.
I just want it to be what's happening? Michael, the two Mikeys, what are you guys doing to us right now?
Yeah, why are you breaking this family up?
I'm just following Obama's orders.
Why are you destroying my beautiful coffin that I made out of the stone and didn't get to utilize? I can't believe this.
The episode had to end. We're going really long.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
Were we going long? It felt like it was so quick.
Time flies.
It's been an hour and
mostly
because
time flies when you're quaking in your boots.
Time flies
you're quaking
when you're
in your boots.
When you're trying to murder your former friend.
You guys do a lot of damage, and I don't have many hit points.
He's a gooey boy.
I got little ones. Free.
That's what you get.
Why are you doing this to us? It's just not nice. is my opinion.
You guys had you knew there had to be a villain. It doesn't matter who it is.
I guess that's true. It doesn't matter who it is.
I mean, if it wasn't me, then it was going to be someone else.
That's
wouldn't
good
you
point.
Rather it be someone you know and trust?
That's a good point.
Aludra is the villain all this time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Aludra should have been the villain, really. Because, I mean, then can you imagine if, like, the entire show is a lie?
Damn.
That's what we'll end on, right? In your final episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll all be in a snow globe is what we're going to end on.
Well, technically, the three of us are in a snow globe that I made.
Tim, can you read feedback?
Sure thing, baby. System of a Dom from the United Kingdom says, started this awesome podcast from the beginning. And just listen to episode 83. I had to write a review now because Mike Bachman just groaned. What are we doing? How does it feel that you're up to episode 195? Hello to the future. I'll be there soon. Then I'll be sad. Clovey 2003 says, this is okay, I guess. Just kidding. I love you guys. Faulty from the United States on Stitcher says, I'm a slabber, not OG. I started listening at the end of August and now have been slowly working my way up to episode 187 currently. It is taking 6 or 7 months to catch up, and I'm so glad I did. I've subsequently joined your Patreon and have recently purchased GeekCon tickets for a convention at the end of July. I just wanted to thank Thrifty, Bachman, Tim, Jennifer, and Nika. How amazing this podcast is and how this podcast has kept my spirits up this past semester. A fabulous panda from Canada says, all right, good day, mate. After hundreds of hours of laughter, sometimes laughing so hard I've had to pull my vehicle over, finally leaving a review. This is my favorite podcast. I love every episode and can't hardly wait for each new one on Monday. I hope to one day hear good day, mate, from Tim as he reads my review. Good day, mate. 1980 from the United States says, Slaver for Life, best Pokemon and Dota 2 podcast ever. a brand new review. Tim, get it? By the drunken Swede from America. Imagine, if you will, 1,000 monkeys, each one fostered with bananas. The monkeys each have their own typewriter and they're typing, throwing poop, what have you. Now, they might write Shakespeare, but they'll never be able to come up with the shenanigans these wonderful drunks let us experience. This podcast features such things as a dragonborn, cloaca, ham-fisted people, and more railroading than a dwarven mine. The hosts are all wonderful, and I've got plenty... and I've gently harassed at least two of them. Sorry, Thrifty Coon and Timson Pine, over Steam. And they're all great people. They have helped me through a very tough period of my life, and I feel like they're my very good friends. Give this podcast a listen to, and you will not regret a minute. I give it 5 out of 5 burbs. Amazing D&D podcast by Walter Greenglotz from the United States. Started listening about 2 months ago. It really helped pass my 11-hour shift at work. It got me inspired to buy the 5th Gen Dungeons & Dragons book. And start a campaign with my younger brother and sister. It's my first time being a dungeon master. And their first time playing. Thank you so much. I love you. Bye. Dungeons and Dragons Strong by Dav Lifo from United Kingdom. What's all this then? Why it's a D&D podcast that's equal parts hilarious and heartwarming. Covers the typical D&D stuff such as homosexual relationships, shape-shifting, identity crisis, and interspecies adoption. If there's a more cool, liberal, and friendly D&D podcast, I'll eat Michael Tomorrow's train conductor hat. Plus, there's Kawaii as Hell Gnome now. What more do you want? Okay, bye. Campo Farmer from the United States is a little late to the game. I just found this podcast and it is awesome. Unfortunately, it's so awesome that the abridged version doesn't cut it. So I'm going to be forced to build a small cabin in the woods and throw it until I'm caught up. Goodbye, wife. Goodbye, kids. See you in a year. Strongly recommend by Miss AJG from United Kingdom. If you're looking for an entertaining D&D campaign with players who don't take themselves too seriously and just relax and have fun, this is for you. Strongly recommend Dragon Lover by John Vrasim from United Kingdom. Fraser from Scotland listened to 137 episodes in 1 month. Jesus. Couldn't stop laughing when Zerd had a gang running chores for him because he wanted somewhere soft to sit whilst drinking tea. Tom, Steve, Blood Drinker are the best. I hope Harper dies. Well, okay. Hey,
just,
guys.
Just hang around for a while.
Yay.
Michael, you okay?
I'm going through a lot of emotions right now.
Michael, are you shook? Did you think that the party would turn on itself like that?
I can't believe Mike Bachman turned on us like this.
Yeah.
You didn't know about this? This is crazy.
No, I'm just finding out.
I decided it like midway through this episode. I was like, I won't be bad.
That's so smart. Bad boy. That's so brave.
If you want to go on Twitter and yell at us, we're at Geekly Anchor at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Chief.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm a traitor.
Yeah, you are.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and You're a Wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artists. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. If you don't want to get stabbed in the back, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D podcast abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun and a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Sorry, I just choked a little. Information is available in the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay, thank you everybody. Boy, what's going to happen next week on episode 200? I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Until then.
Oh god, wait. Wait, what happened? Came through the door. And I'm sure that my wall of force saved a lot of us. And I said it was a sphere all around us, so we're our ball. We just fall and hit the
we're
ball.
We're saved.
I said that.
Big hamster ball.
I think I said that.
I can't wait for all the new and mysterious powers that are going to be revealed that Jet has so that he doesn't die next episode.
Oh, shit. He's a legendary creature.
I just want Jet to die next episode, Michael.
so vindictive. We need to talk about all this rage you're harboring.
Until next time, keep it dicey. She holds a grudge. Just ask Roz.
She does hold a grudge. That is for sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just don't fuck with me or
I
my friends.
I hope the coffin survived the fall and explosion.
So seeing your aggressive movements, the guy in the cat mask swing. Wait, what does he do? Hold on one second. Let me just pull this up. Sorry, guys. Hold on.
No, you're
Stop
fine.
Stop yelling at me.
Go ahead. Michael, take as much time as you need.
Yeah. I'm not doing anything. I'm not planning out my text.
This is the calm before the storm.
Some of the background music and atmosphere in this episode was from Sirenscape. Check them out and enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.